Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Testimonies and
yes,
the goodness of you, Lord.
Yes.
And we want to not take you discreet down lightly.
Yes.
We thank you for letting us have ears to hear your word.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Having the Bible to read and to understand your word and to understand what you was trying to tell us.
Yes.
Lord, for about a few minutes, just let them see no more, none of me, and more of you. All of you. Lord, we be so careful to give you the praise, honor, and the glory.
Yes,
want to pray for Lab Polk and family as well for our village. Pray for each and every soul that are here and their families in this new year. Pray, Lord Jesus. We thank you.
And
we're grateful. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
God be the glory.
I know it's time for us venting.
To God be the glory.
We'll have a word here for a couple of minutes. You have your Bibles. Turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Thank God for the two sisters from the Sonya Quarters.
Amen.
She said
she got a little
song.
One of y'all sisters was on Sunday choir. Okay. I know y'all know me too. Oh yeah. Let the church say amen. We're glad to see y'all. To God be the glory, to Lord help my life. And this is a word that I was going to the book of Job, but God led back here for one verse. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 15. And God spoke a word in my spirit to encourage us. All of us, that they are having poor boy, and I do support whatever the church has. I gave my gift when I soon I walked in the church.
Amen.
They got poor boys, things I believe in, paying my tithes, and anybody supporting the church. Because when you support the church, you support God.
2 Chronicles what?
20 and 15.
15.
2 Chronicles, a familiar passage of scripture, chapter 20, verse 15. And you have it say, amen.
Amen.
The Lord has healed my life to the church. Deacons, deaconess, I have some pages to turn them away. I'm going to read one verse, but I'm going to go back up. But, and he said, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid, be not dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, it's God's. You may be seen. That's what I'm going to tell you this afternoon at 12:22. The battle is not yours. I've heard all the testimonies, and I've heard from the first from dying on down that lets me know that we are all fighting. We all having troubles.
Yes.
Even we done moved in the white quarter, as you call it, we still having to hear shootings.
Amen.
Stealing, whatever else may be going on. But we have to learn and we have to know that, as I've heard before, prayer will change things.
Yes, it will.
I'm going to living witness. I'm 110% agreeable with that. Prayer will change things. Prayer changed my life. I ain't all what I want to be, no. But I thank God I ain't like I used to be. And I got a long way to go, and I'm pretty much sure I'm not by myself up in here on this second Sunday in the year 2020. But the battle is not yours. So I want you to remember that when you go this week, that the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. If someone is bothering you or someone is troubling you, talk to yourself and say, the battle is yours, Lord. You have to talk to God. You have to have that intimacy with God. As I say, every Sunday, you got to talk. And I'm going to say this. If you was talking to God last year, try to talk to him a little bit more this year. Now, don't forget the Christian. Now, when you're talking to God, the devil will always intervene. Because I was looking, and that's why I was trying to go to Job, but God spoke that to me. If you look in the book of Job, one of the older books in the Bible, and he said the oldest, but one of the older books, the Bible said, the Lord asked Satan, has thou considered my servant Job? An upright man, Satan wasn't even thinking about him. So some tests you go through, God want to see how you're going to handle those tests. As Ms. Pat was saying about the bullet and all that stuff, I've had that same experience 30 years ago when somebody pointed a gun right at me in my own house. And I didn't even know what was going on, but the bullet didn't go off. Shot it 6 times. So that's why I be up here hooping and hollering and shouting and jumping, because I have a reason to praise the Lord. I know that God is real. He's real in my soul. He's real in the heaven. He sits high and he looks low. And God works in some mysterious ways. And keep on praying about them bullets, and God will move them out the way or put them in jail somewhere. He may not come when you want him to come, but he's always on time. I'm going to be rich today. He ain't going to come when you want him. He ain't going to come the way you think he's going to come, but he's going to come and show you that I'm going to come and show up, and I'm going to show out. In the book here, in the 20th chapter, you will see that Jehoshaphat had some troubles. And he wasn't bothered. Let me tell you something. You ain't got to be bothering nobody for the devil to knock at your door. And he comes unaware. He don't come when you just, you know, whap. I don't whap at all, but he know how to come in and try to tell something. What you been trying to do for the Lord. God always know that the devil tries to backdoor what you're doing. Y'all know I got kind of little witnesses here, y'all. And see, one thing you got to know, that when you're trying to do successful things, the devil don't like it anyway. And he uses people that are close to you to get to you. The devil is a spirit too. Now, don't forget that. And we no match for the devil, but we got a bigger brother named Jesus. The author and the finisher of our faith, that's the one we need to call on and say, Lord Jesus, you say in your word that you will be with me through hell and high water. You say that you the ending and beginning, beginning and the end. You say, if I be for you, who can be against you? You say, I put a bridge over trouble. You got to talk back to that.
Amen. That's right.
Because if you don't talk back to him, he showed up and talk to you.
Amen.
You have your mind all twisted up. You hang away, you can't even eat nothing. Every time you try to eat something, will come up. He'll try to steal your joy. He just gets in all kind of stuff that he ain't got no business. But that's his job. Because he told the Lord, to and fro, up and down the earth, seeking whom I may devour.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give God the glory this morning. Because praises is what we need to do. Even though bullets are flying here and there, but he said in Psalm 91:7, 1,000 shall fall at your side,
right,
and 10,000 at your right hand, but it should not come nigh thee. Let you know this morning that whatever you are battling with this morning, in your neighborhood, in your homes, or on your jobs, or wherever you at, put it in the Lord's hand and say, the battle is not mine. It's too big for me.
Oh, yeah.
Because if I try to fight it myself, I might lose my mind. If I try to deal with it, something else might come up on me, high blood pressure or whatever. But you need to tell the devil the battle is not mine anyway. It belongs to the Lord. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
That's the hope of Lord. Your wagon, look and see who is God woman here. See that the Lord was talking to Jehoshaphat. If you look in verse 12 of that same chapter, they was in the house of God. And their backs was against the wall. And they began to talk to God. And they said in verse 20, O our God. Now this is a prayer they're praying now. From verse 2 all the way up to verse 12. It says, and then 13, I'm not going to get ahead of myself, but I'm trying to encourage all of us, even myself. O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great. In other words, we don't know what to do. We have prayed to you, and we're praying to you now, because you have told our ancestors, if we just face Jerusalem, you will hear our prayer. You just told Solomon a few days ago that if the children of Israel, when they get in trouble, that I will bring them out. And one thing about God, he cannot lie.
No.
One thing about God, if he tell you something, you just might put it under your zipper and zip it up, because it's going to come to pass.
All right.
And so now here they are talking to God in the new courts that Solomon had them built.
Uh-huh.
And they saying that they say, now, we don't have no might against this, and we don't know what to do. They got their children with us, children. They got their husband, their wives, their kinfolks, and all these people here in the new courts. And they're saying in verse 12, they say, neither know we what to do. Some situation you get in, or you gonna get in the year 2020. Don't think the year 2020 gonna be howdy howdy now. Come on now, church. I know that myself. You know, when all things are good, that's when you need to pray the most. Because the devil gonna drop something sooner or later in your way. I'm gonna say it again. Whenever you is got everything good, your bills are paid, you got a little money in the bank, and you got a nice car, and you got this and that and the other, that's when Satan is going to drop something in your way. So when he drop it in your way, you got to know what to do when he drop it. You got to speak back to him, say, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word of God that proceeded out of the mouth.
All right.
God. And he says, now, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are up on thee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And look in verse 13, it says, and I'm trying to help somebody, because when you're going through something, you got to have praise on your lips.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody. Because when praises goes up,
blessings
sure enough will come down.
Yeah.
It says, all Judah. Notice now they're on one accord. Ain't nobody against nobody now. They're all in one family.
Yeah.
And they're in the house of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I always come to the house of God on Wednesdays by myself. Because I know that you all going through things, I'm going through things, and my friends are going through things, my wife are going through things. You got to bring it all to the altar and lay it before God and be come to the throne with boldness and say, Lord, you know what I'm going through, but I'm telling you again, I need your help.
Yeah.
And if I get your help, everything will be all right.
All right.
And so now here, they're saying, all Jews stood before the Lord. That was saying. With their livers, their wives, now just say that, and their children. So the three armies that are coming up against Judah, they don't care about the children, they're going to kill them too. They don't care about the wives, they're going to probably rape them and kill them too. But I know a man that cares about everything. I know a man that will make a door where there ain't no door. I know a man that when you call him at the midnight hour, that when trouble is laying way heavy on your heart, you can, with tears in your eyes, you can call on the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, he may not come when you want him to come.
Mm-hmm.
And he may not come when you think he's going to come. But he's always.
Always, yeah. Always.
I say he's always on time. They say he's the on time God. He's a Balanite in a time truck. He's a bridge over troubled water. I'm just trying to encourage somebody. The battle is not yours. Remember that. Whatever you battling with, it ain't yours. You may be battling with some illness that you don't want to tell your husband, or your husband don't want to tell your wife. You may be battling in your mind with something that you don't want nobody to know about, but God knows anyway. But I want to tell you something about a man named Jesus. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. I said he's a doctor in the sick room. When the doctor said, I done all I could do, I got to send him to the nursing home and hospice and all these other people that comes in to try to help your sick one out, but the Lord ain't gave the last answer anyway. Because everything that belongs to God is going back anyway, but the Lord got the last say so. But I want to tell you about a man named Jesus. Because many years ago, I can remember when I was out there in the world and I didn't know my left hand from my right hand. But as I look back over my life, I begin to think things over and say, the Lord has been good to me when I went good to my own self. Can you say that? Yes, you can. Because all of us in here is some excesses. But because of the goodness of the Lord, and because of what he has done for you, he has smiled on us. And his smile is still upon us this morning. Because when I think about that bullet that went to the pillar, that lets me know that God is still in the miracle business. Hello, somebody. I say, that lets me know that God is still in the miracle business. I don't know about you, but he can work in mysterious ways. That's why I heard my brother David say, the Lord is my shepherd. And I cannot want. I heard him say, I would lift my eyes to the hill. A certain scripture that I sent out this morning. I will lift my eyes to the hills, and which cometh my help. All of my help comes from the Lord. In other words, when I get weak, when I get weak, I take pleasures in it because he said, when I'm weak, he's strong in me. You need to let the Lord know that you got to get inside of you in order to deal with that old devil. Because he cannot stand up to the power and to the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Because the Bible said that when you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, he never will leave you alone. And as I hurry to a close, I'm going to be long. And the Bible said that then upon Jehaziel, here come praises now. Their backs against the wall. We just read 12 now. And they don't know what to do. And they're telling God, if you would have left us alone, we could have been done with these people. Yeah. But let me tell you something. God knows everything before you even go into the storm. He know how the storm going to be. He know how it's going to end. He going to know how it's going to begin. He know everything before it even happens.
Yes,
it does. So let me slow it down for a minute. Now I just want to show you something, church, that all of us that stood and said that their testimonies. The testimony is that keep your hand in God's unchanging hand. If you do that, my mama and grandmama, she was kind of heavy. And she would get the call down to the Lord. She couldn't read her name in box card letters. But she knew how to call on the Lord. And my mama prayers is the reason why I'm standing behind this secret desk. Because I was too stupid to pray for my own self. Hello, somebody. Back and forth to college, back and forth to school, back and forth there again, you are wherever. But the Lord has his hands on you and I. That's why I can say the battle is not yours. It wasn't yours back then, and it ain't yours now. They call on the name of the Lord, and they say, then Reverend called upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Machalaniah, a Levite, that means the choir, the son of Asaph, came the spirit of the Lord, And it said, in the midst of the congregation, the Lord spoke to the children of Israel and said, hearken ye all Judah. In other words, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Inheritance means to the people. Look at what Jehoshaphat said. He said, you inheritance of Jerusalem and thou King Jehoshaphat.
Yeah.
And God is telling New Jerusalem, be not afraid of the year of 2020.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go through some trials and some tribulations.
Wow.
You're going to have to go through some prime times every now and then.
Yeah.
But you can say, now, if I go through them, all of my good days go outweigh my bad days.
Wow.
I don't know how it may come, but I know if I got the Lord on my side.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have bring me out smelling like a rose.
Yeah.
But I know that I got to go through every now and then some storms, because the Lord puts storms, but he removes storms as well. And that's what's happening right here, Reverend Carter. The Lord said to them, say, the battle is not yours.
Well.
The battle, I'm going to say it again, is not yours. It is the Lord's.
Well.
The Lord can work in mysterious ways.
Well.
The Lord can work in some ways that you don't even can imagine he works. So I look it back over in the Old Testament. The Bible said that God began to meet Moses on the backside of the desert.
Wow.
The children began of Israel was crying for Sinai.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Lord had told Abram, say, your seed is going into a strange land for 400 years. But I'm going to tell you something. God is faithful. Ain't God faithful?
Yeah.
Ain't he faithful? Ain't he
faithful?
Look at what he said. He said, the Lord met Moses on the backside of the desert.
Wow.
And Moses wasn't keeping nobody no wrong at that time. But Miss Pat, the Bible said after 80 years, 40 years, Moses was 80 years old, the Lord stepped in and put a tree right there. And the Bible said the tree was burning, or the bush. No, the bush was burning, but it was not consumed. Ain't God all right?
Yeah.
And that's when God began to work in mysterious ways, because the Bible said Moses was tending to his father-in-law, Jethro's sheep.
Yeah.
And the Bible said that after Moses began to hear the voice of the Lord, he said, I'm going to turn around and see this great sight, because I never saw nothing like this in my whole entire 80 years. Let me tell you something. God will work in a way that you don't expect him to work in the year 2020. All you got to do is keep your hands in God's unchanging hand and keep lifting up holy hands and say, praise is what I'm doing. Because the Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. And the humble shall hear thereof. Ain't God all right? Or shut your mouth. I said, ain't God all right? The Bible said that when Moses began to realize this strange voice, he began to turn around and see with a gaze on his face. But when the Lord saw him turn around, he said, Moses, Moses, take off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place where you're standing is holy ground.
Yeah.
Y'all not hearing me? God is trying to tell you that I'm holy all the time.
Yeah.
And all the time I'm holy. He said, I heard the crying of the children of Israel. And I'm trying to tell you, New Jerusalem, God done heard the cries of the shootings in your neighborhoods. He done heard the cry of children fighting against one another. He done heard the cry of the children can't get along with one another. You got to tell the Lord, the battle you said was not mine. I'm going to put it in your hands and I'm going to leave it alone. But while I'm putting it in your hands, I'm going to praise you, because in the Old Testament. He said, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he's the God of New Jerusalem this morning, because you are sitting here only by the grace of God. The grace of God that woke us up this morning, stepped out of bed, Reverend Carter, and looked around in our rooms. Everything that was last night was good. It was the same as it was when I looked this morning. I can say, surely, God got all power in his hands. Ain't God all right? Ain't God all right? Look at the scripture. The 17th verse says, of 2 Chronicles says, you don't need to fight in this battle. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. Ain't God all right? Oh, God, ain't God all right? He said, tomorrow, that's what you're supposed to say, go down and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. And the Lord said, they begin to praise the Lord. They begin to say, praise is what I do. Praise the Lord in the good times. Praise the Lord, them call in the bad times. But guess what happened? They begin to turn on themselves and they begin to fight against one another. And you're going to tell me whatever you're going through, that this God I'm talking about can handle your little situations? Yes, he can, because he's God, and he's God all by himself. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Talk to a donkey one day. Ain't he all right? Dried up the River Jordan. Ain't he all right? I heard Caleb say, I was 40 years old when I went out to spy the land. I'm 85 years old now. And I can go out and walk stronger being now than I did yesterday. You gonna tell me God ain't good? He's a help. He's a helper. In other words, he'll keep you in good health, even though you may have to take a little medicine in there. But he'll keep you in good health. Ask my brother Caleb. Caleb was 85 years old and still was saying, give me this mountain. Ain't God all right? Ain't God all right? I'm talking about the old thing. Ain't God all right? I know he's all right, because he saved me from a burning pit called hell. He saved you too from a burning pit called hell. You got something to praise him for, because praise, it goes all to God. And to God be the glory in all heaven and ever. Because he said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. And I just want to lift him up for a minute to say, the Lord is good. Oh. I turn it back over to God, say, ain't he good? When they shoot him, just say, Lord, whatever happened is in your hands. When they start fighting, you don't have to call the police. God is the police. Say, Lord, you handle it. If you need to see the police, let him send them. Because you know they need to call the police. I know I'm affiliated with it, but when they call the police, you set it up, they get mad and want to blow your house up. All this old foolishness. You tell the Lord, the battle is not mine, it's yours. You need to call the police, Lord. The Lord know how to send the police by every now and then. The Lord know how to send the ambulance by every now and then. The Lord know how to take care of your problems better than you take care of your own problems. Because the Lord knew you before you knew yourself. Ask Brother Jeremiah, he said, before you was formed in the belly, I knew who you was. I knew you before you even got independent. Ain't God got power?
Thank you. I'm blessed today. Through it all, I can tell the world I've been blessed. I am too blessed to be stressed.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.